Today, we'd like to see Matthew chapter 9, verses 1 to 13, under the title of Sinners, to online ways of multitude on the earth. We'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, and at once some of the scribes said within themselves, "This man blasphemes." Why did they say Jesus blasphemed? Question 2. In verse 5, "For which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven, or to say, arise and walk?" Which one is easier, and why is it? That's question 2. Last question, in verse 13, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." What does this verse mean? First of all, previous background, Matthew chapter 8, verse 28, when he had come to the other side, to the country of Gergesenes, there met him two demon-possessed men coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass that way. Then 32, "And Jesus said to them, go. So when they had come out, they went into the herd of swine, and suddenly the whole herd of swine ran violently down the steep place into the Sea of Galilee, and perished in the water. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they begged him to depart from their region." Because Jesus cast out demons, not only one demon, a lot of demons out of two demon-possessed men, but Jesus cast out the demons into the herd of swine. The herd of swine meaning not only one swine, but a lot of swine. So that is a swine is fall into the Sea of Galilee. And there are herd of swines were drowned. So there is herders were killed. Therefore, those area citizens came out to meet Jesus. Then is they begged Jesus to depart from their region. So because of a public nuisance, Jesus had a public nuisance because Jesus caused a lot of trouble or peace. Also, they thought their swine business would be bad because all herd of swine drowned into the sea and killed. So, therefore, verse 1, "So he got into a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city." But Jesus got into a boat. Right here, Jesus did not argue with the citizens for the gospel, or did not force them to accept the gospel. So here, Jesus did not violate the free will given to them. So totally acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior based upon free will, not force. So crossed over and came to his own city. The next question, what is his own city? That city is a marker, the Synoptic Gospel, Mark chapter 2, verse 1 said, "And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house." So the own city means Capernaum. Capernaum city is the Sea of Galilee, north part, the beach city. That city is a wealthy city. Also, there are many people live there. So also cultural melting pot between Roman culture and Greek culture and Hebrew culture too. So that is a really good place for evangelism by Jesus, for Jesus' ministry. So Jesus set that city as a headquarter over Jesus' ministry. Jesus' ministry, actually, the Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 said, Jesus, the minister all around this. So right here, so I am reading Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Jesus went about all the cities and villages. Jesus went about meaning all around all the cities and villages, yeah. Teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. So teaching, preaching, and healing every sickness, every disease among the people. So basically, preaching is to unbelievers, let them believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, but teaching to believers, you know, God's word. Yeah, in that way. Then verse 2, then behold, they brought to him, to Jesus, a paralytic. Paralytic meaning paralyzed disease. So, you know, in this case, he could not walk. That's why his friend helped him to reach Jesus. Here, lying on a bed, so which meaning this patient is immovable. When Jesus saw their face, here Jesus saw their face, meaning friend's face. Sometimes Jesus healed the patient because of patient face or third party face. This case, yeah. Friend of face. So one example, Mark chapter 5, 35, 36, while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue's house who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. Here Jesus asked the patient the father's face.
Yeah.
Because the father's daughter already dead. So here, because only believe, you know, Jesus can heal the dead daughter to be alive. So here, also we see, you know, patient face too, Matthew chapter 9, verse 20, 22. Suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment, for she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around when he saw her. He said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour. Here is a patient face, the woman who suffered flows of blood. You know, also patient face, another example, blind man case, Matthew chapter 9, verse 27 to 29. When Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy upon us. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said to him, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. Here is a blind man's face. That's why blind man's were cured, were healed. So here we can see Jesus' sovereignty. So healed Jesus. Sometimes Jesus healed based upon patient faith or third party, father's the faith or friend's faith.
Yeah.
So totally up to the Jesus. Because only Jesus is a healer. So that's why, you know, we should honor Jesus, because the healer is Jesus, not, you know, third party. So that's why we should glorify, you know, Jesus alone. He said to the paralytic, son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. Here question, why, you know, Jesus, your sins are forgiven you rather than your disease, your paralyzed is healed. So because is your sins are forgiven, sin is a matter of spirituality or, you know, eternal. So always Jesus' spiritual matter priority. So eternity priority. But physical healing is temporal. So limited to physical life, maybe 90 years old or 100 years.
Yeah.
Then anyway, you know, he would be dead. So that's why Jesus' priority, you know, always, you know, there is your sins are forgiven. Here also we see this paralysis is caused by sins. That's why Jesus said your sins are forgiven. So we can see, Sin is always against God. You know, sin sometimes impacts me or infected friends, and otherwise sinning always against God. Because of sin, God cannot hear. Because of sin blocked it, God's hearing.
Yeah.
So God's listening. So Psalm chapter 51, verse 4, here David's prayer after the adultery of Bathsheba. Sin against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Then David asked forgiveness, mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions against you. You only I have sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. So then verse 3, and at once some of the scribes. Scribes here is like a scholar, at that time. That time is no copy machine, was there.
Yeah.
So scribe basically copy original Hebrew Bible, then pass out, the teachers, rabbi kind of thing. So scribes probably had a lot of knowledge of the Bible because
probably,
their job
yeah.
is copying the
yeah.
word of God. So there's some of scribes and within themselves, this man blasphemes. This man meaning Jesus, blaspheme meaning disglorified God. So Jesus Christ disglorified God. The question one, why disglorified? That is, we can see another Bible, Synoptic Bible, Mark chapter 7, clearly said, why does this man, Jesus, speak of blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Because only God can forgive a sin, not man. That's
no.
why Jesus said, your sins are forgiven you, which means the scribes didn't believe Jesus is God, Son of God. That's why scribes said Jesus blasphemed, because
yeah.
Jesus said your
yeah.
sins are forgiven. So looks, Jesus has no power to forgive because they do not believe Jesus is the Son of God, God. That's why. But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, why do you think evil in your heart? Evil meaning they thought Jesus as a blasphemer. That's why evil. Then in verse 5, which is easier to say? That's question 2. Your sins are forgiven you, or to say arise and work. Here, sins are forgiven easier. Why? We could not see your sins are forgiven or not. That's why
yeah.
easier. But the arise and work, everybody could see. The paralyzed person, they
yeah.
can't work. So
yeah.
that's why hard. But that you may know that the Son of Man, Son of Man meaning indicates Jesus Christ as a sacrifice, Son of Man which meaning originally Jesus God came into man
yeah.
for sacrifice, for
yeah.
whom? For us. So Son of Man has a power on earth to forgive sins. Then he said to the paralytic, arise, take up your bed and go to your house. This is a meaning to prove the power to forgive a sin, Jesus show our physical healing. That's why Jesus said, arise, take up your bed. So to prove spiritual healing power, I show physical healing, the bottom line. To prove our spiritual healing, your sins are forgiven. Spiritual healing power, I show physical healing. Physical healing meaning the paralytic can arise, take up
yeah.
his bed and go to his house. So physical matter are tools for spiritual matters always. Physical matters, temporal matters are tools for spiritual matters. Number 2, our words should be followed by our works. So if I say something not followed by our works, would be meaningless, nothing. So words should be followed by works. For example, I love you. So just the word, not impossible, just the word.
Yeah.
But the love you should express, anyhow, giving cookie, you know, whatever thing, you know, water, yeah. you know, or pray or whatever thing. So that kind of things we can see. Verse 8, now when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, because God, you know, healed. That's why glorified God, who had given such a power to man. Because God did it. It is important. Sometimes the authority, the singers, guest speakers, that time is, I do not glorify them, but exhort them, you know, to keep on, you know, their ministry for God's glory.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of attitude. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office. Here, tax office sitting Matthew, so we know immediately Matthew, tax collector, because
yeah.
He is sitting at the tax office, which means a tax collector. So tax collector is a public officer appointed by Roman government. So public officer is called as a publican. That's
yeah.
why is a tax collector in the Bible, you know, just said, you know, publican. Public meaning public officer, because a tax collector is a public officer. That's why publican. So at that time is a publican allowed a commission. Commission meaning if you collect more tax, I will give you a bonus extra.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, tax collector, you know, cheat tax pay many ways in order to get more commission.
Yeah.
So tax collectors are notorious of a community area. So very notorious. But sitting at tax office, and he said, Jesus said to Matthew, follow me. So he aroused and followed him. So here, followed me, his job, tax collector, in order to follow Jesus, leave his job or give up his job. So now so Matthew has a full-time ministry. So Jesus reached the bad reputation person, Matthew. So Jesus changed him, Matthew, to follow him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house that behold, many tax collectors or publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, Pharisees is, you know, basically very the strict, you know, applicable the word of God, basic Old Testament, you know, to their life, you know. That kind of people, Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Hebrew culture, eating from same bread, same soup, same sauce, deemed as a united body. You took, you know, same bread, so we are
yeah.
united one body. So Pharisees think Jesus ate with tax collectors and sinners together from same bread. So Jesus, the united body, likely defilement, unholiness.
Yeah.
That's why raised, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? So then, verse 12, when Jesus heard that, Jesus said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Yeah, that's true. So if you are sick, you should go to see doctor, physician. You know?
Yeah.
That's why, you know, Jesus is a spiritual illness over sinners. Jesus looking for sinners. So that's why verse 13, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. That one is Hosea chapter 6, verse 6, cited. That is, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. Because God, you know, asked the knowledge of God is more important than burnt offering. So when you make a burnt offering, you should know God. So
yeah.
knowledge of God is necessary. That's one Jesus said here. Mercy is defined affection to forgive a sin. That's
yeah.
a mercy, affection, or emotion
yeah.
to forgive a sin. And not sacrifice. Here, particular sacrifice without knowledge of God, sacrifice. God doesn't want to sacrifice without knowledge of God.
Yeah.
So which meaning superficial in offering kind of thing. So,
yeah.
For I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. the righteous is a problem. The people think they are righteous, which meaning they don't know the knowledge of God. All people are sinners. Because of the knowledge of God said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
So they think about themselves, they are righteous means they don't know the knowledge of God.
Yeah, that's right. So
that's why Jesus, you know, I didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners.
Yeah.
Since all people are sinners, so without accepting the Lord Jesus as Savior, nobody can save them. Regardless of, you know, whatever status.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why follow repentance and that answer. Okay, let's see each question answer quickly in verse 3. And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. Why did they say Jesus blasphemed? Because Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Only God can forgive, but the scribes didn't believe Jesus is God. You know, that's why. Question 2 in verse 5, for which is it easier to say your sins are forgiven you or to say arise and walk? Which one is easier and why is it? Because your sins are forgiven you because we couldn't see. So last question in verse 13, but go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repent. What does this verse mean? I desire mercy, not sacrifice. Not sacrifice meaning the sacrifice without knowledge of God. God doesn't want to sacrifice without knowledge of God. God wants to sacrifice with the knowledge of God. Then is I didn't come to call the righteous. The righteous, they thought themselves they are righteous. They don't know the knowledge of God, which is all people are sinners.
Yeah.
So because that's why, you know, the Lord didn't come here. So look for sinners. Sinners follow the repentance.
Yeah, that's right.
That is the answer. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's prayer. Okay, thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses.
And
lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.